You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us. It's time for another Heritage Foundation update. Genevieve Wood joins us. Genevieve, as always, thanks for taking the time to keep us informed of what's happening.
Well, thank you, Steve. Great to be with you.
Since the overturn of Roe versus Wade, the battle has continued and even intensified in some places, or maybe even most states. What are you finding?
No, you're absolutely right about that. And the reason it has is because what Roe v. Wade did was basically say, we're sending this back to all 50 states. So unlike when Roe was in place saying this is the national law on abortion, it's saying actually the states individually can make those decisions. So you're seeing individual battles and maybe not all 50, but close to those states. And so I think now the focus is really turning to both state legislatures, but also to state Supreme Courts. I mean, people always talk about the Supreme Court of the United States, but we have to remember, you know, Florida has a Supreme Court, Texas has a Supreme Court, New Mexico has a Supreme Court. And in many of those cases, the judges are elected. In some cases, they're appointed. In other cases, they're elected by the populace, just the way you elect your state legislatures or your member of Congress. And that is now where much of the battle is turning when it comes to what is allowed or not allowed related to abortion in your state.
Well, and I know that some of what they're doing is going to each state's, you know, constitution. And
right.
And as the Supreme Court, reads through that and depending on who's on the bench, we're seeing different things happen.
Yeah, I mean, the story that we have in the Daily Signal profiles a number of different battles happening around the country, but it leads with the story in Florida, and it talks about, you know, what the Florida Constitution says about what the rights of a person, a natural person, and that basically in 1989, so what are we, 30 years some odd ago, the Supreme Court ruled that the language in the Florida Constitution enabled a woman to have an abortion, gave a right to abortion. However, fast forward to where we are today, and the Florida makeup of the Florida Supreme Court is slightly different. You've got more conservative justices, and they have now read the exact same statute, same language. Language was not changed in the past 30 years, and said, actually, no, that allows the state to protect the life of the unborn child. And as many of your listeners may know, Florida has passed what's called a heartbeat law, saying no abortion can be done after a child's heartbeat is detected, and that can be around the 6-week mark. So it's a pretty strong, it's a very strong pro-life law. But it just goes to show you how important it is in the way lawmakers and judges interpret the Constitution. Because here you have a Florida, you know, their state constitution, the language has not changed, but by determining the judges on the court and how they interpret that language determines what the law is.
Yeah, and I scanned through the article, and I don't know which I'm going to use as an example. It was Florida, or maybe it was Iowa. Two of the things I noticed, you know, it was areas where the privacy of an individual, and that was used to allow abortions at a time, as was in on one of the other state constitutions. They connected it with search and seizure. interpreting and the scary part about that, you know, when I was thinking about this privacy thing, is like, okay, so, don't watch what I'm doing here. I mean, you could connect that to, okay, well then if someone wants to take someone over in the back room and pummel them, you know, their privacy, you know, it's crazy the battle that continues, and it really just shows the importance, as you already mentioned. Some of these judges are appointed, often appointed by elected officials, some of these positions on the Supreme Court benches are elected by the populace. So
that's right.
It just goes back to what we say. You know, we often talking about, you know, November of a presidential election. But remember, these local elections are as, if not more important than any. And it's important that since we have that freedom to go and vote, that we register to do so and we get there on the dates when we need to and be informed. And part of the way of doing that, Genevieve, is going to thedailysignal.com and finding stories like this and understanding what's going on around the country and in our own community.
Yeah, and in many cases, Steve, thank you for that. I mean, I think we tried both the Daily Signal and at Heritage, heritage.org, which is the founding, that's the think tank, and the Daily Signal is the media arm of the Heritage Foundation. But in both cases, where we can, we try to show people what the state of play is in individual states. So whether it's abortion laws, whether it is school choice laws, whether it is what's happening with election integrity. In many cases, you can go to heritage.org and dailysignal.com, look up those stories, and we will usually have a place where you can click on your state, so New Mexico in this case, and see, okay, what's happening in my state? Like, what are the current laws? Is there any upcoming legislation surrounding these issues? Just a lot of good information like that, because as you're right, and I think, you know, as a conservative, that's where I want most of the lawmaking to happen, is closest to the people. You know, I want the parents deciding what's best for their children, not some bureaucrat in Washington. And so that's where, you know, I think the difference of conservative and liberal philosophy often is that we believe that the power closest to the people is the most important power. So your school districts, your county government, your state government, and then eventually, yes, your federal government. But too much of the federal government has gotten involved in state and local issues. And there's a lot of issues that we can talk about on that front. But I think when it comes to the issue of abortion, it is coming back to your location, to your state. And you will have a much bigger say in it than you did when all the debate was in Washington.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your coverage of that story and keeping us informed. I want to end today by taking a little bit of time because, you know, we have you on each week, Genevieve, and many of our listeners may just hear Genevieve Wood with the Heritage Foundation. And, you know, you mentioned briefly what the Heritage Foundation is, but if you could go a little more in depth and let us know how big the Heritage Foundation is and all the work that it's doing with all the staff and personnel between that and then the news coverage on Daily Signal, and the fact that, you know, it doesn't just run on its own. It's a nonprofit that many people have come alongside because they see the work that's being done and have made a decision to support them financially.
Yeah, no, Steve, thank you. We are an organization that's been around since 1973. We're based in Washington, but we like to say we're in Washington, but not of Washington. We're one of the few groups in D.C. that takes no government dollars, not at the federal level, not at the state level, completely supported, as you rightly just pointed out, by private donations. We have over 500,000 members across this country that are members of the Heritage Foundation. And that, I think, is really one of Heritage's strengths, is that so much of our support and the intel, if you will, that we get comes from outside DC and hearing what our members are thinking and talking about, answering the questions that they have. And we cover the gamut of issues. So we cover defense policy, we cover economic, taxation policy, healthcare, welfare, but also what you would call cultural issues, whether it's the family, the definition of marriage, what's happening on the abortion issue, the transgender issue, religious freedom, all of those different areas. And, you know, I think it's, again, something that makes Heritage unique is that while there's a lot of organizations that kind of have a single issue set, which those are great, I've worked for some of them, I think Heritage approaches it looking kind of at a very, really a conservative, and I would say increasingly biblical worldview, which is, you know, you can have a strong military, but if you don't have strong families, then it's just not going to matter. And you can have strong families, but if you don't have a strong national defense, or if you're burying families in debt, that's a problem too. So there's really not an area of public policy and public life that isn't important in terms of how we decide to govern it. And so therefore, Heritage really tries to take a conservative worldview into all of those areas and try to help them work in harmony. So I would encourage folks, if they've got particular areas they're interested in, you can go to our webpage, heritage.org, go in the search button, look up all the different issues and see if there's something there that's most specifically interesting to you.
Yeah. And I would make that same encouragement of both websites, heritage.org and dailysignal.com, easy to navigate and full of information. Genevieve, as always, thank you so much for your diligence and your hard work. And I know you're traveling again, so safe travels, and we'll look forward to our next update.
Steve, thank you.
All right, stick around. The Friday Financial Update with Brian Cochran of John Moore Associates is on the way after the break on ABQ Connect.